Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. My name is Michael Kraut, and in this show, we're going to discuss the Operations Master Roles Revealed. I have been in the industry for over 20 years. I've been doing consulting and teaching for the government, United States Air Force, Navy, Marines, Army, and companies around the world. If you want to find out more information about me, check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions, please use the question comment box below. Let's get started.
So the single master operations replicated database, some changes must be made only once. Cannot work in a multi-master fashion. So we're talking about, okay, Active Directory is based on a multi-master type of replication. But the thing is there's some things we can only do once and we don't want it replicated. So that's why we need to look at what are single master operations? Active Directory is the same. Only one operation can occur at a time. Authoritative entity is called the operations master. So we're going to look at the different operations master, and you'll understand by the end of this presentation, this module, how FSMOs, the operations masters, are going to be very important and how to work with them. So the big five include the force wide masters, which are going to be the schema master. Schema master is in charge of the schema. The domain naming master, when we create a new domain, it's going to update the domain naming master. It has to contact the domain naming master before it can add the domain, making sure that the domain is unique. And then we have the domain wide masters. We have the PDC emulator, which is the most important. It's a time server. It deals with GPOs, deals with passwords, and backwards compatibility with Windows NT primary domain controllers. And then a relative identifier. Relative identifier is very important because if we don't have any RIDs, then we can't add additional security objects to our Active Directory because the RID, along with the SID, makes it unique. The RID is unique for each domain. And then the infrastructure master, this is used when we do moves within our Active Directory. So the domain naming master is forest wide. It's used when adding and removing domains in the forest. When adding and removing, domain naming master must be available. If it's not available, we won't be able to add an additional domain or removing a domain. Schema master is responsible for making changes to the forest schema. This DC holds a replica of the schema. When you make changes to the schema, you make it on a DC with the schema master. So what are we talking about? When we go ahead and do AD prep slash forest prep, or we do AD prep RODC prep, what are they doing? They're extending the schema. They're putting in additional classes and attributes, with the classes being the tables, the attributes being the fields. They're going to be put in, so it's going to modify the schema. Well, the schema master only has that ability. Changes will be sent to the schema master to be written otherwise. This is a forest level, so there's only one schema master per forest, one domain naming master per forest. Then we have the RID master. This is domain-wide, assisting creating SIDs. Each domain is going to have a RID master. The RID provides a uniqueness within the forest because what it does is it makes it unique for the domain. The RID master for a domain, what it does is it allocates pools of unique RIDs to each domain controller. So when a security principal is created, you have a SID, which is a security ID, but you have the RID also attached to it. And this makes it unique, ensures the SIDs are unique. Then you have the infrastructure master. This is also domain-wide, and when an object is moved or renamed, the infrastructure master updates the member attribute for like the groups. Tracking device for group members from other domains. Then we have the PDC emulator. This is domain-wide, emulates the PDC for backwards compatibility with Windows NT. Participates in the special password update handling for the domain. When a password is updated, the PDC emulator will then send it over to the domain controller. Manages group policy updates within a domain. So when you make changes to a group policy, it has to be connected to the PDC emulator because the PDC emulator will then take the changes and make the changes, and it has to be available. provides a master time source for domains. So what it does is it makes sure that our domain controllers are in sync, because if you're not in sync, then what's going to happen is you're going to have replication errors. And so we have the PDC emulator is the master time source for the domain. If we have multiple domains, then there are going to be a PDC emulator in each of the domains. If we only have one domain, then we only have one PDC emulator. Acts as a domain master browser. Now, the master browser, you're thinking, okay, we're using PRNP, so we don't have to worry about the master browser. Well, the master browser is for IP version 4. But what it does is identifies which is a computer that's going to update your network. So when you go in and look into your network neighborhood, or you look in the network on a Windows 7 or a Windows Vista machine, when you look in network, what it's doing is updating what different resources or different connections that we have. And that's what the domain master browser does. So the PDC emulator acts as a domain master browser. It collects all the information for the network. So it creates the network map. It emulates a PDC. So the PDC in Windows NT made the changes to the directory. So the PDC emulator registers itself as a PDC, so legacy applications can locate a writable DC. And so it works in backwards compatibility for Windows NT. Applications that are over 10 years old will have to use the emulation of the PDC. Well, you shouldn't have that many applications that are over 10 years old. So this functionality of the PDC is pretty archaic. Special password update handling. What a user changes a password, the PDC emulator is forwarded the password. Then what happens is it's going to forward it over to the DC. Now, when you have somebody that changes their password, say you have a bunch of them that change their password, then they attempt to log on. Well, if the user attempts to log on and it hasn't been updated to the domain controller, well, the PDC emulator will look at it and say, okay, well, after two or three attempts, second attempt, it's going to look at the PDC emulator and see that the actual pass count is there. Request is made to the PDC emulator to check it to see if it has a new password. If it does, then it's going to log it on. So it's a second option for log on when you've already made changes to the password, hasn't replicated to the DC. It'll be on the PDC. So the PDC emulator, again, very important. You need to understand how the PDC emulator is very important within your network. Manages group policy. Group policy changes are focused on the PDC emulator. Protects against conflicts by two DCs. So if we're making changes to group policy on two different ones, then what it's going to do is it acts as an intermediary. Group policy management editor is directed to the PDC emulator. So if the PDC emulator is not available, then you're not going to be able to make any changes to the group policy. So it's very important that the PDC emulator be very well connected and that you keep it up. Because if you don't, then you won't be able to make any changes to the group policy. All changes are made on the PDC emulator by default. And you can't make a change to that. This is what the PDC emulator is for. This is the job of the PDC emulator. Master time source. PDC emulator is the time master for the entire forest. So Active Directory, Directory FRS, DFSR rely on the timestamps because for replication. So if the timestamps are wrong on our different replication, then what's going to happen is you're going to have conflicts, also latency. So you're going to have all kinds of different errors, like a 1292 or a 1305, which what those are is replication errors. Synchronizes time is crucial because that's what the master time server is. Because if you don't have the same time all your servers, then what's going to happen is replication. You're going to have all kinds of replication errors. People won't be able to log on. You'll have problems with your Exchange server. I mean, it'll just cascade. The PDC emulator is in each domain, synchronizes with the PDC emulator and the forest root. So the forest root is going to be the first domain controller that we put in the forest. Has the PDC emulator, it's going to take care of the time. All the other domains with the PDC emulators are going to update their information, so it's the same with the one in the forest. Win32 time service is a service that deals with time. Now, the domain master browser networks in Windows, lists of work groups and domains. Browser list, like I said, the browse list, when we have all the different, when we go and open up network and we see all the different computers that are in our network, well, that's created through the master browser. What they do is they create the actual list. So it's going to use a browse list, and it uses a browser service and lists of work groups, domains, and servers, and serves to merge list of each master browser. So what it's doing is it's bringing up, okay, we have these computers in this domain, these computers in this domain, these computers in this domain. We want to see an overall listing. Well, that's what the domain master browser does. It merges from all the different ones. So next, we need to look at the operation master's placement. So a FSMO is a flexible single master operations. And so that's what we call them, FSMO. FSMO roles are the single masters. So the schema master, domain naming master, the PDC emulator, the RID, and the infrastructure. Those are the five. You can locate the schema master and domain naming master. They can be both put on the same machine or same domain controller. You can co-locate the RID master and the PDC emulator. So the RID master is going to be unique for the domain. Now, we'll talk about what happens is if we have a failure. What goes on? What do we have to do? But we can put the RID and the PDC emulator. They need to be highly connected, and they should be communicating with each other also. Place the infrastructure master on a DC that is not a GC. But we're going to talk about the best practices later on that we can make it so this is this whole rule is eliminated. Have a failover plan, meaning that we need to make sure that we understand what we have to do, which FSMO roles have to be come up, and which ones are the most important ones to get up. So collating the schema master and domain naming master, place the schema master and domain naming master on the same DDC. This is because they're rarely used, should be tightly secure though, because the schema, what does it have? It has all of the attributes through the whole forest. Domain naming master has the information about all the domains that we have in the forest. And also domain naming master has a configuration partition and should be hosted on a GC, a global catalog. That way, because of what it does is it looks up this information in the global catalog. And the load is light unless you have schema modifications. If you're not doing a lot of schema modification, you can put this on a machine that doesn't have a lot of resources, doesn't have a lot of connectivity, as long as we are not doing a lot of schema modifications. Once we do a schema modification, like doing a forest prep or an AD prep or doing the prep for exchange to extend the schema, then we don't have to worry about it being that highly connected. Co-locating the RID and the PDC on the same domain controller, well connected if on two different ones. You need to make sure that these are well connected, because the RID is giving out the RIDs, the PDC is doing everything else. Should be replication partners, the RID and the PDC. That's why they recommend putting on the same DC, but if you don't have it, make sure that you're well connected between the two domain controllers. The infrastructure master placement, non-GC domain catalog server, physically well connected to a GC, direct replication partner of a GC. Can be on the RID and the PDC emulator domain controller, so you can keep them on the same. But the thing is if you have everything on a single server, if you lose that single server, then you're SOL. So what you want to do is you want to make sure that we have it so that we don't have a single point of failure. So have a failover plan. Plan for downtime. You may have to bring one of the FSMO roles down to do updates to it. If you're going to do it for a long period of time, then what you should do is you should, for different ones, you're going to, like the PDC emulator, You need to seize the role or transfer the role over to the other server, then you can transfer it back later on. But like the schema master, domain naming master, we can move those. We can actually bring them down and keep them down for an extended period of time, and it's not going to hurt anything. The RID is the same thing, infrastructure also.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can put them in the GoGo box below. You can also find more of my broadcasts. Just search the GoGo website. If you have an idea for a show, then let us know by putting the information in the GoGo box. It's been a pleasure speaking to you about technology. Thank you for letting me into your world. And have a great day. Bye-bye for now.